Thank you. I'm going to talk about scanner-based spectrum estimation of inkjet printed color. So knowing the spectrum of a printed patch is very important in many color applications related to commercial printing. One application, for example, is color quality assurance. We would like to make sure that the printed color is exactly what we wanted to print. Another possible application is a spot color matching, when we want to match a specific LAB, for instance, a Pantone color. In some cases, we would prefer to use a scanner rather than a spectrophotometer. A scanner can be integrated in line on the press itself. As a matter of fact, a scanner is already available on HP Indigo presses. A scanner is much cheaper than a spectrophotometer, and a scanner provides measurements of the whole page simultaneously, as opposed to a spectrophotometer that measures point-wise. And the question the technology would like to explore is it possible to estimate the full spectrum from RGB scanner measurements accurately enough? So there has been some previous work on estimating spectrum given a scanner or densitometer measurements. One set of works is assuming some transformation from the spectrum to scanner measurements, then train the transformation by measuring many, many color patches. It achieves some accuracy. In this work, it achieved an average delta E above 1.7, and the maximal delta E was something around 5. Another class of works assume some priors on the spectrum. For instance, the spectrum is smooth, that it can be reconstructed by polynomial splines, that it is spanned by a subset of a given set of spectra, and so on. It also achieves a similar accuracy. And there was a different approach that was developed in our lab and presented here two years ago that assumed some prior knowledge on the model of the printer or the press to provide better estimation with very high accuracy of less than half delta E. So let's talk a little bit on the power of a good prior. So let's assume that we have some spectrum, and we know the reflectance in only one wavelength. So can we know what the spectrum is? So of course, in the general case, we can't know. It can be any function. But if we knew that this point belongs to a spectrum of a scanner, of some press that printed only using the cyan ink, then we would know that the possible set of spectrum is much more limited. Then one point alone could help us know the entire spectrum. So this toy demonstration shows the power of a good prior. So what we want what this work did is to use the color model of the press to be able to reconstruct the spectrum in a very accurate way. So what was the color model it used? The color model is the Neugebauer color model. Let's just review it. We assume that a spectrum of a printed patch is given by a linear combination of the spectrum of the Neugebauer primaries. The Neugebauer primaries are all the combinations of 0 and 100%. And to make it a little bit more accurate, we take all the combinations of 0, 50, and 100%. And the coordinates inside the cube are given by functions of the CMY or CMYK values that we printed. So what this work did is, knowing given the spectrum of the Neugebauer primaries that were measured once, and knowing the densitometer profiles, they solved the following optimization. What we want to find is a spectrum that is both consistent with the measurements, the densitometer, subject to our prior knowledge that S was printed by this press. So what we want. What we want is to find a spectrum that is both consistent with the measuring device, which is the densitometer in the case of this work, and is consistent with the press model, so that Neugebauer model. And it achieved very, very high accuracy for indigo presses. And in this work, what we want to do is to check if this approach is also valid for a harder situation, where we want to use a different print technology, inkjet, and we want to use a different sensor, a scanner, instead of a densitometer. Maybe it will not work in the harder situation. So now what we want to solve is to find a spectrum such that the scanner mapping of that spectrum is the given measurement that we have. And we know that the spectrum is a possible output of an inkjet printer. So putting it in a mathematical formulation, we compose an equation of two that has two parts. One part makes it close to a possible output of the printer. Okay, the first part, the distance from a possible model output, or a possible output of the printer, and the second part makes sure that the scanner mapping of that spectrum will be close to the measurement we have at hand. And there is a lambda factor that balances between the two terms. And the main challenge that we have is one, that we don't know what is the scanner, the mapping of the scanner, and two, what would be an appropriate model for an inkjet printer. A Neugebauer model might not work so well for an inkjet printer because there are mixing of inks and so on. Okay, so let's discuss first the first challenge. So what we want to do is to estimate the scanner response. So the scanner response in general case is given by this equation. It is a linear product of the scanner profiles by the spectrum. And there is some nonlinear function. One way to learn the scanner response is to directly measure it, but it requires a special equipment, and we used another approach, the indirect approach, that by measuring many color patches, both the spectrum and the scanner measurement, and estimating the scanner color response through that. Okay, so how do we do that? So we have many, many color patches, and we have this equation. So let's put it in a matrix form. So P, the scanner profile, is given by a vector of length 36. And S is a matrix of many measured spectrum. Let's say we have N patches. So S is a matrix of N by 36. And M is the scanner measurement, is one scanner measurement. I do it for each of the RGB, separations independently. So fi is a non-linear term, and we would prefer to make it a linear equation to be able to solve it easily. So we assume that f to the minus 1 is a polynomial of some degree k. And then f minus 1 of mi is converted to the product of a vector ci by a big matrix mi, where each row in the matrix is the measurement, the corresponding measurement, to the power of k. Okay, so the matrix mi is composed of many columns, and at each row, it is the measurement to the power of k. So now we converted this problem to a linear problem, rather than we got rid of the nonlinearity of f. But still, we have a second challenge, which is that the spectrum are not independent. Actually, they are spanned by 6 to 9 basis functions. This is based on prior art. And we have to use priors in order to be able to estimate the scanner profiles. So the priors that are commonly used, and we also use them, is that the profiles are smooth, that their values are bounded by FS and by 0 and 1. And there is a smoothness factor that, again, we have some lambda that balances between the assumption that they are smooth and the wanting to be close to the measurements. Okay, so this is the way that we estimate the profiles and the nonlinear function. So we have this equation. We have a minimization, again, that makes sure that the profiles will be close to the measurements and that they will be smooth and all the other parameters that I described. And the way we solve it, that we assume some C and solve for P, then we fix P and solve for C. And we do it repeatedly until we reach convergence. And these are the results of on a flatbed scanner of this process. The profiles, we begin from some random point, and we reach these profiles, and the OECFs for the RG and B are on this graph. Okay, so this is some estimation. It is not perfect, and we still have some estimation noise. But let's see what we can do with the estimated scanner response. Okay, so let's go back to our original problem. What we want to do is, given scanner measurements of a printed patch, we want to estimate the spectrum. Now we have some estimation of the scanner mapping, and we will use this estimation to achieve our primary goal. So I just remind you that what we are looking is for a spectrum that is both consistent with the printer output and consistent with the scanner measurements. So let's talk on the model that that we will use for the inkjet printer. So I described the Neugebauer model, but it doesn't work so well for the inkjet. So for that, and there is the Yule-Nielsen correction, the factor n. So and also the coordinates inside the cube are not such a straightforward function as the Michel equation. There are all sorts of corrections that I want to avoid because they are too complicated. So the equation we now want to minimize is this. We replaced the model of X by this term. Okay, this is almost the Yule-Nielsen. The only difference is that I release the constraints on A. A should only be greater than zero, and the summation of AI equals to one. Okay, so I just assume that there is that the model is just some linear combination of the spectrum to the power of one over n, and the parameters of the summation are also unknown. Okay, I don't assume about them anything besides that they are positive and that they sum to one. So this term makes sure that the spectrum I find will be close to some spectrum in this form. And the second term makes sure that the spectrum I find will be close to the scanner measurement. Okay, that the mapping of the spectrum I find will be close to the scanner measurement. So we want to solve it both for A and S, and we initialize some A. Then we calculate the model that complies with this A. Then we solve the minimization for S. Okay, we use the n from the previous step with the A. Okay, and we solve for S. This is a direct solution. Then we solve for A using S from the previous step. Again, we fix A, then we solve for S. Then we fix S and solve for A. And we repeat that process until we reach convergence. And we tested our approach on, we printed many, many patches. We printed 1,000 randomly selected patches by an inkjet printer. And we scanned them both by a spectrophotometer and a scanner. We used 500 patches to estimate the scanner response, to estimate the scanner profiles and the OECF, and optoelectric conversion function. There are a lot of noise sources in this way. One noise source is that the scanner the estimation of the scanner response inserts a noise to the process. Another noise is that the scanner measurements are noisy. Somehow it starts running by itself. And another noise source is that the printer has variations. Yet we managed to reach a very good accuracy. Okay, the average delta E under different illuminations is around 1. And the maximal delta E, represented by the 95% delta E, is 2.2 something. Okay, which is very good accuracy relatively to the state of the art. And this is again because the model gives us a lot of power in making a good estimation. Okay, and that's it.
Q, any questions?
Were you using a fixed blackjack? I mean, how many inks were involved, and were you using a fixed ink separation so that you had unique metamers? Or because I don't see how a scanner could actually, you could deal with metamers to the scanner and get different spectra. So the real question I have is it how spectrally variant was the prints that you were trying to evaluate?
So the printer had 3 inks in this case. It was an inkjet with a C, M, and Y. Does it answer your question? Or,
You'll have to excuse me if I missed this a little bit earlier. What type of illuminant did your scanner use? So was it fluorescent or one of the new LCDs or LEDs? And how did that affect?
It's a regular flatbed scanner, and I'm not sure actually how it works, the actual scanner. A normal scanner in our office. I'm not sure how does it work. Okay.
I think I'm missing something. I don't quite understand why you need to estimate the spectral sensitivities of the scanner. When we did this kind of work on film many years ago, it's not really necessary other than to know what the scanner signals are. I'm not sure why you need to know the scanner spectral sensitivities.
Why I need to estimate them or why I need to know them?
Well, why you need, I guess it's the same question. Why do you need to estimate them? I mean,
that's
why
because
is it?
We don't have them. I need to have these functions somehow. If they are provided when you buy the scanner in the store, so we wouldn't need to estimate them. But they are required for the process. But maybe I didn't understand.
But can't you just avoid that? If we just assume it's a black box and now the scanner is giving you an RGB signal, and then you have 3.
Okay, so
colorants that you're estimating with your spectral model, I guess that's the, I'm not getting why you need the second term in your optimization.
Okay, so we have a spectrum that is unknown, and we want it to be, we want to estimate a spectrum such that it is both, it both complies with the scanner and with the printer model. So, that's why we have an equation where the unknown is S. Okay, I have to have an equation of the unknown S. And I'm not sure that maybe I misunderstand your question. So
okay.
Maybe we can take it offline.
Thank you very much.